sexual revolution would not have taken place, would certainly not have taken its current form without the automobile and without the teenager.
What time you get off work, Dolly?
After World War II, America experienced an economic boom. For the first time, teenagers had spending money. And what did they spend it on? Cars.
Here you had increasingly affluent kids buying cars with the money that they earned after school and on the weekends, and then using those cars to do some pretty interesting things, including make a little bit of whoopee. Make a lot of whoopee, perhaps.
With cars allowing teens to get busy, this newfound sexual freedom leads to an even bigger epidemic.
The other fundamental change in the 1950s is that people started getting married younger than at any other time in American society. So this generation of people who were finding freedom in the backseat of a car were also the ones who rushed into marriage. By 1959, half of brides were 19 or younger. Men got married 20, 21, 22. Early 20th century, men were 25, 26 when they got married, close to the age that they are today. One of the reasons that they got married is so that they could have the freedom to have sex. And not to just have it in the back seat of a car, but to set up their own household.
There's no question the automobile stirred up America's sex life. But how did one vehicle become America's leading sex symbol?
Harley Earl is probably one of the most influential car designers of all time. And interestingly enough, he came from Hollywood.